word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word as we continue our study with Jesus in the vineyard. Our story takes place in a vineyard just outside of Jerusalem as Jesus and His disciples are making their way from the upper room just outside of Jerusalem down through a valley, making their way up to Gethsemane, where ultimately Jesus will be arrested and then, of course, crucified. All this will happen in just a matter of hours. John recorded these words for us so that we would know what Jesus told us to do and how Jesus told us to live. I think these chapters, John 14, 15, 16, are so very important to us today, very pertinent to our life today. Jesus made many promises about His coming, about heaven, about the Spirit of God, about peace. And there Jesus made those promises, and now, as John recorded them for us under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, we can now read them for ourselves. And I want to encourage you to join us as we open the Scripture today in John chapter 16. I'll give you a few moments to go find your Bible and open with us there. While you're doing that, don't forget about our website at considerhisword.org. And there at the website, you can hear the first parts of these messages and the first parts of these Bible studies, all the way back to with Jesus in the upper room is really where we started, and now with Jesus in the vineyard as we're continuing through the valley with Jesus. And so you can go back and hear these other programs, and also while you're there, we would love to hear from you if you'd write to us at the connection there. Just click on Contact Us, and we would love to hear from you. By the way, we're still giving away Gospel of John's. I have a few left. And if you'd like to receive one of these little pocket versions of the Gospel of John, simply write to us. You can contact us there through the website at considerhisword.org, or you can write to us, and we'd love to send you one of these little Gospel of John booklets. Now, these are beautiful little booklets, and they're great to put in your pocket or in your purse and just to pull out and be able to read or to give to someone. Be a great gift to someone as you pass them along. We'd love to get one of these in your hands. So you could write to us at considerhisword.org through the website, or write to us at our P.O. Box, Consider His Word Ministries, P.O. Box 550456 in Davie, Florida. That's D-A-V-I-E, Davie, Florida, 33355. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, P.O. Box 550456 in Davie, Florida, 33355. John chapter 16. Let's begin reading at verse 1. Jesus is talking as they walk along. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. But they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you as at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. You know, Jesus knew what was in their heart, and he knew that they would need this encouragement. And he said, I'm telling you these things so that you won't stumble. That the warning, and by the way, later we read in the scripture that they do remember the things that Jesus told them. And the things that he talked to them about, in both in the upper room and in this walk they had down through the vineyard, they remembered these things, and they're great for us to remember now today. Remember, he talked to them about how he was going away. He said, I'm going to the Father. And he said, where I'm going, you can't come now. And he promised them about heaven. In my Father's house are many mansions. He told them, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there will you be also. He talked to them about the Spirit of God, the Comforter that would come. He talked to them about his peace, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. He talked to them also about their love for each other, the extension of love from God the Father through Jesus to them. And now he said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. He's talked to them about all of these things. He also talked to them about how the world would hate them. And now he says, I'm telling you this so that you won't stumble when it happens, when you're kicked out of the synagogue, when people that kill you would think that they're doing God's work. And he's trying to prepare them and trying to warn them that these things are coming. And again, in verse 4, he says, these things have I told you that when the time shall come, you remember that I told you of them. They did remember. He said, now, a lot of these things I didn't tell you at the beginning because you would not understand. He says, I was with you then, and you understood the things that I was teaching. There's some of the very fundamentals of faith and the fundamentals of following the Lord Jesus Christ. And they learned more about who Jesus was, that he is and that he was the Messiah sent from God. They heard God's voice say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. They were there when Jesus healed a blind man. They were there when he restored the withered hand, when he healed the leper. He was there when he made the lame to walk. Now he says things are going to get tough, and you're going to remember these things. You're going to need these things. This is information that they're going to need in the coming days. And Jesus knew what was coming. He knew that just in a matter of hours he would be arrested, and he knew that many of the disciples would be scattered around to go hide. He knew that Peter would deny him 3 times and had even talked to Peter about that and told him about that. Jesus knew all of these things and knew what was coming, and he's trying to prepare their heart and prepare them to be prepared for what's going. And he says, I'm going now to him who sent me. And he says something here in the scripture, or in the scripture, it's a little bit confusing, but he said, none of you are going to ask me, whither goest thou? Now, you see, they had already asked this question. Remember, Peter asked him and said, Lord, where are you going? We want to come with you. And Jesus said, Peter, you can't come with me now. Thomas was trying to understand, and the Bible said that Thomas said to him back in John chapter 14, he said, Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? And that's when Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But what he's talking about here is after these things would take place, after he would be arrested, after they would be in hiding, after they would be so confused that they hardly knew what to do, and they would gather together. Remember, after Jesus rose from the dead, that he would come and see them several times. And then 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. It's recorded in Acts chapter 1. The Bible says that while he was standing there talking to them, that two angels came and a cloud received him out of their sight. They were standing there watching, and these two angels said, why stand you here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken from you will so come in like manner. They knew at that point where Jesus was going, where he would be. And the Bible tells us that he would go and sit down by the right hand of the Father. And if somebody asked them, where's Jesus? They could say, well, we saw him go. And he ascended into heaven, and he said that he was returning to him who sent me. You see this in verse 5. And now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? They know where he's going. He's returning to the Father. One of the things that many people don't understand about Jesus is that he came from heaven. John records that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same came, the Bible says. And that before Jesus came to this earth physically, he existed in heaven. We call him the pre-incarnate Christ. And Jesus left the portals of heaven to come to this earth to bring us the love of the Father. But even more than that, he went to a cross and there paid for our sin. And he knew that these things were coming. Now he says, I'm going back. I'm going to go back to my Father. I'm going back to the one that sent me. I'm sure Jesus looked forward to that. All the next few days were going to be tough, when he would be beaten, when he would be whipped, mocked, and ultimately crucified. Laid in a grave, and 3 days later, rise again. Now, you know, Jesus, he knew all things. You know, the interesting thing, when you talk to Jesus, you can't lie to him, because he knows what's in your heart. And he knew what were in these disciples' heart, because now as Jesus had been saying these things to them, some very scary things about how the world would hate them, how they would be kicked out of synagogues, how people may try to kill them. And Jesus said to them that, I'm telling you these things to you, and sorrow has filled your heart. It was a sorrow, I think, where they were getting concerned. It was a sense of grief, sense of loss. And Jesus knew what was in them. And little by little, they were beginning to understand. Remember the first time Jesus said, I'm going to the Father, they didn't get it at all. But now in these hours, as they have talked with Jesus and as he has explained these things to them, they're beginning to understand that Jesus is going away, that he will be taken to Pilate, to the Romans, and there be crucified. And they're beginning to understand. And this sorrow is beginning to set in. And Jesus tries to comfort them. In fact, in the passage after this, he talks to them again about the Spirit of God. He says again, I have yet many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. Well, I tell you, this is tough just to bear what he's told them already. To tell them of the persecution that's coming and of the problems that they're going to have, that's enough. It's going to get worse. And Jesus knew the sorrow that was in them, and the time would soon be that when it would all come to pass. And once Jesus is taken away to be crucified and laid in a grave, and when he rises again, it's going to make sense one day. How many times do we face situations that we just don't understand? A sick loved one, or maybe the death of a child, or financial loss, or the loss of a job, or something that happens to us and we don't understand. But you know, in time, God may reveal it to us and we'll understand. That's where we trust him. You know, God knows. God knows already what's going to happen tomorrow. He said again in his word in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Just trust him. Time is gone for today. I hope you'll join us again next time when once again we open the scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word.